Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Yeah. Michael Ian Black later on this morning. Nick will be here, of course. Thirsty Thursday. Day four of a full week, Craig. Chug it along.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
I want to thank...
Steve,
man,
look at the business card, not the handwritten.
No, the business card's smaller. That's why I can't read.
Oh,
Steven, for the Esterville Midgets T-shirts we gave us today. That's the actual name of the team, the Esterville Midgets.
It is the high school mascot. Right,
that's what the Redskins should change their name to, the Midgets. The Washington Midget Football. Actually, we used to call that when I played like little league football. Basically, what you think about that? We were called the Midgets. It was midget. It was called midget football.
Yeah, the league.
It was called midget football.
It was called midget football.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I think they don't do that anymore.
Probably not.
Because they realize it's you can't call people midgets, but you can still call high school that. Apparently,
peewee. Can you still use that?
There was peewee. There was pony in my league. There was peewee, pony, the ages, and then midgets. Yeah. So I'm sure they still use. I don't know who you're pissing off by calling somebody a peewee.
Herman.
Peewees are little kids, like really little kids. Oh, they show that six-year-old. See that video, that six-year-old?
Yeah.
It's a six-year-old little league, a football league. And apparently they don't have stripers. Now, stripers are guys who are too heavy to carry the ball in this league. The six-year-old is a monster.
Yeah, he's like 4'7", 120 pounds.
And they gave him the ball, and he just runs right down the field and scores. I said, you cannot give that kid the ball because you're going to hurt the little kids, man.
Yeah, as they saw about 15 people jump in right away going, he must be from Cuba.
He's a big kid, man.
6 years old, they said. With air quotes.
Yeah, right.
I'm not familiar with
term. Six.
Stripers. You know, but when Zane was playing football.
Stripers are what they put a stripe in their helmet. If
right.
And there's a certain level of football. And then
if
that eventually goes away.
A certain amount.
They'd be on the line.
They put some tape on
and
their
that's
helmet.
Just to protect other kids from getting hurt by the big kid mowing down.
You're a battering ram. Right? You can't have the ball.
Right. And we do love football. Some of our idiot fans are yelling at us because we think we hate football. You know, I think we love football more than pretty much anybody. You know?
We have the ability to see a wider picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, we like all sorts of football.
No. Big NFL guys, too, by the way, mainly.
Hell, I'll log on and watch your son play football tomorrow night.
You will. I know you're good about that. That's very cool.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to do that.
Go Wolves.
What?
Looks like the Midgets are taking on Spirit Lake this week.
Oh, really? Go Midgets.
But I don't see a link to be able to watch their game.
Yeah. Be funny if you turned it on, they were all midgets.
Probably wouldn't be that competitive, though.
No, if the other team wouldn't be.
No.
Oh, yeah, that would be what they'd call a mismatch.
Right.
Yeah, if Spirit Lake was the Spirit Lake really big guys.
or really average-sized guys.
Right, or the Giants.
Yeah, or the Giants. I'd still pick the midget being taller, you know me.
I like the really big guys. It flows off the tongue a little bit easier than Giants.
Yes, you do, Bush. Yes, you do.
It was on this date in 1961. You might remember where you were when the Minnesota Vikings debuted in the NFL with a 37-13 victory over the Chicago Bears.
Hey, they won. And that, you know what? That's a pretty big win. They were an expansion team, and the Bears have been around since the early 30s.
Yeah.
So good for you, Todd. Congratulations. 58 years of great football.
I'd like to see that tradition continue.
Yeah. They playing the Bears this weekend?
No, they got Indianapolis.
I'm curious what the Bears, how many games the Bears won and lost that year, what their record was if they got beaten the first game by
the expansion.
The expansion
team. But they might be
61.
1961.
So they may have just been a horrible team that year.
Maybe, or maybe one of those. Maybe it's like they did with the Vegas Knights that one year, a couple years ago. Maybe they gave the Vikings a lot of good players right away to help.
That doesn't
out.
Sound like they used to.
Not
do that.
No, they didn't back then. You're right.
8-6.
Yeah, 8-6, third in the NFL West.
Well, with
division.
The Vikings. Yeah. In 61, Todd should know that.
Yes, I should know how they fared in their inaugural season.
3-11.
Oh, wow. Upset. Big
that
upset.
Was an upset.
Yeah. But they beat the Bears. Yeah. How about the Packers? How'd the Packers do?
11-3.
1961.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They were good in the early 60s.
11-3, and they won the championship.
Yeah.
The champion.
And they probably didn't have Packers. Divisions back in 1961.
The East and the West.
Okay.
There's two. The West was the Packers, Lions, Bears, Colts, Niners, Rams, Vikings.
Did the American Football League exist in 1961?
Not 60. Soon after that. But
I think it came in shortly after that. And then the merger was
who was
not
in
too
the East there, Push?
After that.
Giants, Eagles, Browns, Steelers, Cowboys, Redskins, and the St. Louis Cardinals.
Man, I wouldn't have guessed the Cowboys were in the East in 61. There you go. We love our football.
However, I will say that someone I know that's into the fantasy football.
Oh, screw those guys.
Yeah, but they rattle off names I've never heard of.
Yeah, I know.
So they may be into football.
No.
More than
I. They're into individual players scoring touchdowns for their team. I get if we people. I know people like
but
that.
But they
that's
know
fine.
Names I don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that doesn't mean you're into football,
right? That's because you're not a stat geek,
right? You're not stat. That's stat.
Yeah,
geek,
but so. I don't. I don't even know all the players on my team.
Yeah, well, nobody does.
No. I used to.
52 guys you knew.
When I was young.
No, you didn't
when
know
I was
52.
A kid.
You didn't know 52.
Like, no.
You knew the starting line on both sides.
No, because in the TV guide they used to print the entire roster. And I would practically memorize that.
Yeah, and now they don't even, because of COVID, you know, where Jared Allen comes on and says, Jared Allen Culinary Institute.
Yeah.
They don't do that anymore.
Yeah,
they did that previously. They would do that at camp.
Oh, is that when they did that?
Yeah, and
okay.
They would shoot everybody. They'd go from camp to camp and shoot everybody.
They wanted to protect everybody, right?
Yeah, they mentioned that on that first game last week, and I was like, we couldn't do that. And I went, that's fine. Not a big deal.
That's ran its course.
I'm done with that anyway.
Because right, Culinary Institute wasn't funny the first time.
Not even the first
certainly
time.
Not the next 30 times they rolled it.
I don't need to be shown that all of my favorite players can't pronounce their school's name.
No, I like what they did to high schools, though. Estherville Midgets.
See, that pissed me off, too, because you should acknowledge the college that gave you the scholarship.
A lot of times they do both. I saw guys. I don't mind the high school thing. That's just pipping your old boys.
Yeah, Rogers would always shout out his community, the community college he went to, because nobody gave him a scholarship until he played at the community college.
Who's Aaron Rodgers' new girlfriend, by the way?
Or boyfriend.
I don't know. I haven't seen him.
I saw something that was
linked to anyone.
It was a clickbait thing.
Well, you know
so
she's not satisfied.
I didn't want to click 45 times to find out.
You know she's not celebrating Sexual Health Week.
But apparently I'll be surprised who Aaron Rodgers' new girlfriend is.
Because she has a penis?
That would not be a surprise.
Oh, that's right. Nothing wrong with that, by the way.
Maybe Shailene Woodley?
Oh, I know that actor's name.
Yeah,
oh,
she was,
really?
Oh,
yeah.
She was in The Descendants.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a matter of time before she figures out he's bad at sex.
Danica never said that.
Yeah. Olivia Munn.
Maybe his skills have progressed.
Maybe Olivia Munn is a little demanding.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, where
maybe she's high maintenance.
Could be.
Maybe she likes a big one.
But I'm still up for the challenge.
Yes. We're looking at Craig.
Just to say, you're better at sex than Aaron Rodgers, which is kind of a low bar from what we hear.
Well, you just said it. And it stuck to the tape.
Yes, it did.
So I'm reading about how Estherville got their name to midgets, yeah. And then it somehow evolves into a goat. I don't, but nevertheless.
The goats would be a great name for a team. Just the goats.
Well, but then you're looking at, see, but that's changed.
And it shouldn't.
Yeah, it's not the point.
It's not greatest of all time. It means you suck. I've hated that. I hated that change.
Laura tells me that Spirit Lake are the Indians, so it's midgets and Indians tomorrow night.
So it's a two names that shouldn't exist.
Probably.
They should not exist. The midgets and the Indians. Two names that should not exist.
So the midgets got their name in 1927. A gentleman that was sending, he was writing an account for the game for the Vindicator. He was going to send a report of the game to Des Moines, to the Des Moines Register, trying to think of a nickname for his team.
Right.
He went through all the animals, he said. None of them seemed to fit. Suddenly, the name Midgets popped into his head. To him, it meant little gentleman. And so he called the team the Midgets in his telegraph to the Register, and the name stuck. Several times in the later years, they tried to get the name changed, but the students always voted against it.
Of course, students will.
Yeah, don't let the students decide.
The students do it, man. They would vote in anything horrible.
Who among us can think back to high school and go, man, I wasn't an idiot? Because we all were.
Once a midget, always a midget. That was her chant.
The ball game tonight's at 7:20.
Yeah, it's two teams I'm really not particularly interested in.
Who does play tonight?
Bengals Browns.
Oh, it's, whoever loses is good with me.
I guess they're
both 0-1, so I don't care who wins.
I'll watch to see how Joe Burrow does.
Yeah. I'd put money on the Bengals.
Oh yeah, he's
Browns playing,
yeah.
Looked awful.
Browns did look awful. No, I'm gonna be out tonight, so I won't see that.
Yeah, I'll tune it on for a little while.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, that's because
I get home, I'll watch a little bit.
Baker Mayfield has to cover all the furniture all by himself.
Right.
Yeah, one
right.
guy doesn't help at all. No. He's just standing there.
Furniture.
I like to see Mayfield lose.
Yeah, so do I. So do I. He sucks. And he's taking major flack now. He looked bad last week. His first pass was an interception last week.
You gotta feel fitting. Guy.
I don't feel for him at all.
I did see a quote there.
He's a Brown, first of all.
The Packers.
I'd be pissed if he was a Steeler.
Packers signed a guy that had been on the Browns this year, and they talking to the media this week. He's like, this is the first time I've been 1-0. This is cool.
Smoke from the wildfires burning in the west, now choking the sky over Europe and threatening life on the west coast. Experts have noted this week that Seattle, Portland, San Francisco dealing with the worst air pollution on the planet.
USA.
Millions of acres burned, dozens of people dead, thousands have been driven from their homes, and that several small towns wiped out.
Horrible. It was gray and hazy here yesterday.
It was. I noticed that.
Don't look at the sun.
Oh, like
is that eclipse effect?
Right.
You can't look at it? Is that what
it is so hazy. It feels like you can look at the sun.
Tell Trump you can look at the sun.
Well, he has.
I know he does. He'll look right at it. He looked at an eclipse.
He'll do what he wants.
He looked at an eclipse.
Yeah, I was out golfing yesterday and couldn't help but notice. My God, it's hazy.
I didn't even think about
it. Yeah, I was just driving. I was just looking at the horizon across the city, and you could see the haze.
Ah, they're just blue states. Nobody cares.
And then I went to my smoke map, the fire and smoke map.
Man.
And it's
So they got another click, didn't they?
Other than
look, we got our click today.
Where there's a hurricane, it's pretty much smoky all across the country. And as Craig mentioned, it's drifted over to Europe now.
Jeez,
jet stream is taking it that far.
Global warming, not nothing.
And smoke map is different than weed map, right? Yeah. It sounds like a different name, but the same thing. Same thing.
Yeah.
No. Weed maps is an entirely separate app.
Oh, my home state's going for recreational. The governor wants recreational. In a weird statement, he said, Pennsylvania needs the cash, and adults can handle weed.
Crazy.
Yes, we can.
If only there were other states you could look to for a model.
Right.
Like, you know, Colorado.
Well, they're pushing for recreational in Pennsylvania, and that, you know, that's crazy.
California.
Of course, that's where we live here, though. And Pennsylvania.
Washington.
Yeah. Oregon.
At the Boston Globe.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Boston Globe. I love it when I do that. You're welcome for that, puss.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Has anybody made legal weed purchases other than the state of Colorado?
Oh, well, a bunch of our friends in California have.
Washington.
You have.
California.
Yeah, and in Colorado. And all Puss bought some in Washington.
Yeah, and I bought some in Washington State as well. But I've not shopped Oregon. Who else is
that? I'll buy some in Pennsylvania with them once it's legal.
Massachusetts is legal. I don't know if they have, Vermont is legal, but they don't have any dispensaries set up.
Okay, well.
From what I understand. But there's such a thing as weed tourism. If you do that, people come.
Well, that's
just to buy the weed.
That's true, but also, I mean, certain states have a big population to begin with, and the influx of money. I mean, Pennsylvania is like 13 million people, so yeah, it's going to be a lot of money.
But there also has to be other stuff to do.
Oh, and I'm talking about the individual. Just the people in that state will spend a lot of money on weed, and that's taxes.
Like we're counting on Iowa to
legalize it.
Yeah, go recreational, but you know, other than. Weed, there's really no reason for me to go
maybe
there.
Go see the midges play once a year.
Iowa. Yeah.
You can
Iowa.
Now hop over to Chicago and get some legal weed.
Oh, that's right. Chicago's got
Illinois.
Legal weed.
Yeah. Illinois has it.
Yeah.
Because people go to Colorado, not only because there's weed there, but there's other stuff.
True.
But
weed tourism's big.
There's national parks. There's things to do in Colorado.
If weed was legal, if recreational weed was legal in Iowa, you'd make that 10-mile drive and go get weed. You know you would.
Oh yeah, I'd just drive across the river.
Exactly right.
But I wouldn't be a tourist.
No, well, you'd be spending money in Iowa, and they would be using it.
If recreational weed was legal in Iowa from here, there'd be a separate lane for the interstate taking people there.
Yeah, there would be. It'd be like it would build on. Yeah, it'd be. You're right. It'd be occupation lane, HOA lane. Yeah, yeah.
It's not the carpool lane. It's the I'm going to get weed lane.
It would be the occupancy lane too. They even call it that.
Right.
Yeah.
And then don't you think coming the other way there would be a checkpoint
or a slow lane?
No. Oh yeah. Well, they try that, but Omaha's not going to put the money into that. Screw rickets. Legalize it, Iowa.
You could head up to Alaska and get legal weed, Todd.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the situation there is either.
This says fully legal.
Yeah, I know, but some fully legal states don't have dispensaries. Is Maine fully legal?
Yes. Maine, Vermont, Massachusetts, Michigan, Illinois.
Oh, no, I bought some legal weed in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, Vegas, Nevada, right?
There was a recreational dispensary.
We're the good life, though, Todd.
Right across the street from the Hard Rock, which no longer exists.
Colorado seeing another record for marijuana sales. Recreational and medical weed pulled in over $226 million in July.
Don't smoke pot!
They say it's the first time the state has seen monthly figures above the $200 million mark. Sales are expected to set another record this year, likely way above the $1.75 billion mark from 2019.
Yeah. What is it with you people and reefer?
You need the weed.
Archer back last night, by the way.
The pandemic.
Was it back? Yeah.
What is it with you people and reefer?
I dug it out the other day. I like that one, too.
What is it with you people and reefer?
Reefer. I love that. That's pot for you kids.
Oh, man. Border between the United States and Canada going to stay closed.
Damn it.
Yeah, shutdown's going to be extended into November. It was scheduled to end on Monday, but Canada said, no, y'all can't come up here.
Man, that sucks.
Don't even bother.
What about like truckers?
Well, you've
where
got
you at?
Yeah.
What you hauling?
I talked to a guy on Facebook. I think he makes runs up into Canada.
He's got to load the drop off.
There has to be commerce.
They're talking about
you can't just switch drivers at the border.
And you just can't go up there in your car and say, I got a load to drop off.
And we also learned that you can't just go through Canada. You can't tell them you're going through Canada to get to Alaska and then not go to Alaska.
No, they look for you, right?
They put a time on your windshield.
Why don't they want us there, Craig?
Oh, it's the global pandemic.
Oh, that's right. That's how we didn't
global
handle it.
Global pandemic.
Plus, do the stat before we take a break. What'd you tell me off the air?
It was...
And quote this, where it comes from.
Research from the Brookings Institution.
Morons, a lot of them.
Economics professor.
Right, yeah.
Basically say, if of all the countries in this study, if we had been average at our response...
Yeah, like a national response, average.
Just on par with all the other countries studied, a quarter of the number of people infected and half as many dead.
Right. Oh. Trump killed people. And he lied.
100,000 people, could still be alive.
People want to know why I'm angry and why a lot of people are angry.
A lot of people are angry, and a lot of people are angry with cause.
He killed people, including my dad. So when you come back at me, it fell on social media. I don't care. He's the worst,
right.
He's the worst person that exists, and he's killing people. And when you vote for him, you lose my respect, you know?
And aside from that, one of these days we're going to get to this story from LaGrange, Indiana.
Oh.
How did we reach the point where it couldn't possibly?
It could
never was.
No, it was.
So it wasn't to begin with?
It never was.
Okay, well then.
It never was.
Keep on teasing.
It never was.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.